I'm telling you, we're bound to find something here.
Fine, but we'll need to get back to our inn before sundown. This place seems as if it'd be a little shady after dark.
Probably. But I really want to find some clue about Shauna. That, or be thorough enough to prove this has been a total waste of time.
Preaching to the choir. This place is packed.
Ugh, crud. It's a university bar.
So?
Have you learned nothing from our time in Londi? Probably gonna get in a fight and get my backside handed to me again.
Calm down, Mike. Try opening with Brick-a-Talk or something.
Whatever. It's easy for you.
You hit the bar. I think I see some table games over there.
Just don't get us kicked out this time.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a bad feeling about this. One dark Borsen, Senjin. So, did you see the Brika game the other day? So then she said, "That's not my arm."
Mike, I need to talk to you.
Sorry, guys, duty calls. Have another one. On me.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. So, what's up?
I could ask the same of you.
I had these guys all wrong, Cave. They're totally different than Loundy. Faleoti's much more my kind of place.
A party school?
Oh, that's a little glib. Not wrong, though.
Great. I think we found all we can here.
You mean you've taken everybody's money and they won't play with you anymore?
That too.
Hunters of truth, seekers of truth. Somebody's not very good at coming up with names.
No, she's not, Meek.
Oh, yeah.
We are here. Will you answer my questions?
Yes, but before we do, I have a washstand. You look as if you have been sleeping in the wilderness for weeks.
I have.
You smell like it as well. The water and basin are behind that screen. Clean, shave, and compose yourself. I will fetch you some fresh clothes. Then we may have a civilized discussion.
That is wise, Yan Shua. I will do so. It is hot.
Yes, the pitcher is a new active item developed here. It is a modest luxury, but a pleasant one. Quiet, he's here. He'll hear you.
Did you say something, Yan Shua?
What? Merely talking to myself, Jareth.
I must apologize for my manner earlier. Things have been difficult lately. Much has occurred these past months.
I should imagine. You chose a difficult path, one I would not have chosen for you to tread.
I know, yet it was my path, my choice.
Why have you come here, Jareth?
Have you heard of a town called Kaltarok? It is days west of where the Great Road turns south to Velia.
Indeed, there is a Teoden disposal facility there. Some of the Western schools ship discovered Teoden to it for processing.
I was there a little over 1 week ago. I can tell you with certainty that it was no Teoden disposal facility. It was a Teoden refinery.
Refinery?
Yes. Refining them as if they were ore or crude.
To what end?
To the Legion's end.
You have evidence to support this.
A moment. Yan Shua, you mentioned a clean shirt?
Yes, of course. My mind is elsewhere these days. A moment. The evidence?
Gone. Along with the facility. There was a group of people who at least believed they were working with the Hunters of Truth. They destroyed the building with the intent of killing us in the process. They were the ones who perished, however. Ah, Chagrendi, Yan Shua. Two things caught my attention. The first was that they claimed a contact within Prulawo Veleodi, a high-level official. The second was a list of signatures on schematics to the refinery. Signatures of university officials.
I assume this list was lost.
Unfortunately. But the thing that stood out, the thing that only fell into place today, was the name of the Veleodi official on the list. The only Veleodi official on the list.
You suspect this person and your false hunter's contact to be the same?
Indeed.
Well, out with it. What was the name?
It was your friend, Alga Nostro.
That is an interesting coincidence.
You!
Greetings, Jareth. I have heard much about you.
How long have you been in this room?
Long enough to know that you have been woefully misinformed about a great many things.
Chakrindi, now, I entreat you to believe that I have saved the best for the finale. In our midst today is a founding member of the Hunters. She has long been a mentor to me and has guided me through many unpleasant trials. It is by her influence only that I come to be here in this room. Senjen, listen to her words. She is truth. Koden!
Chakrindi, Bui, children. It is most otherworldly to be here. I am grateful that my name is still known. I look out on new faces. Faces younger than I was when Drungot, Dita, Grinen, and I set out adventuring in the name of truth. We were full of ideas and revolution. And we sought to change the nature of truth-seeking. Rather than contemplation, we sought implementation.
That is the way.
It was to be our contribution to a better Amarand. And I understand now, I must impart to you that it was perhaps my greatest mistake. What did she just say? Children, I speak to you as one who knows truth. Truth begotten through many years of right and wrong, tribulation and blunder. Senjen, listen to my words. I have a lifetime of experience where you have none. What I did not understand in my youth, I wish to impart to you and yours. Do not make my mistakes. Do not reflect my cowardice. We all fear time, fear that it alone will not cure all maladies. It was this fear that led me to make impulsive decisions for which I cannot yet begin to atone. It is words, and not such actions as I have heard proposed today, that will heal the wounds of Amarand, and yours as well. There is great unrest as of late. I understand your desire for action, yet Vesmer's plans will do naught but provide more fuel to the already burning fires. Your proposal is tantamount to war. Open war, and you will lose. Amarand will lose. Vesmer, you will lose. You who called Shayna here, a young girl who has seen nothing but misery and victimization since then. You condemn the Legion and University for their unjust actions. Yet you have no qualms about killing one whose only crime has been her great potential. If you can so casually espouse the death, the murder, of a girl that you still call friend, then perhaps you have already lost that which you seek. She dares.
Hush, Dita. Koden, your words are wise, but dated and uninformed. Do not make your mistakes our burden. You do not know the extent of Shayna's...
Vesmer, I know him.
Koden?
Shishua!
Arkan, go summon a healer.
Me?
And you alone. The Hunters cannot afford to be so conspicuous.
But I...
Senjin, you are the only one I can trust for this.
Very well.
Go to Nomusa. Off the Road of Mercy. Left out the door, go right two streets down. Off that road, follow the right fork onto the Road of Mercy. Down the second alley on the left is a black door. Tell her attention to health is life's greatest hindrance. Reiterate.
Left, second right, right fork, second alley, left, black door. Attention to health is life's greatest hindrance.
And it must be Nomusa, understand? Now go.
I fear the times ahead.
Sana, bring her a chair. Do not fear, Zana. Arkan has gone to find a healer. Help comes.
No, Leo. Darkness comes.
Oh, Thesmir. I had no idea you had returned. I apologize for the intrusion, but all must know of our triumph.
Father!
Rungrot, you are extremely late. But there is no time for...
Did you not hear me, boy? The Hunters of Truth have won a great battle, one of much greater importance than your Parion Alin girl.
She is not just any.
We now have a greater tool at our disposal.
A tool worth more than the whole of this corrupt city.
What does he mean, Nathino?
The fires in the south of town were an unfortunate and unavoidable consequence of our altercation with a Legion caravan.
The fires are your doing? I thought the plan was to take no action until we had the girl. What were you thinking, attacking a Legion caravan? How many were lost?
The question is not one of casualties, but of why, in a city clandestinely governed by the Legion, was the caravan disguised?
For the sake of Ainoran, what was worth such destruction and life?
Show him. Behold, the Hand of Doro.
This place is different.
It's nothing like the Draenor in Lound D.
Well, yeah, it's a huge temple in the middle of the city. I mean, the architecture, it's like...
If Frank Lloyd Wright ever designed a cathedral?
I was thinking more like Fumihiko Maki than Wright. What? You can't be interested in contemporary architecture?
Your interests make no sense.
I'm a 21st century postmodern man. I laugh at your pitiful attempts to pigeonhole me. Ha!
You know, if you just focused on one thing, you'd be a genius.
That's what my mom always said. What can I say? You're bored easily. Wikipedia has that random article button. Anyway, maybe you can clear this up. I kind of thought that the Lawndy Draenmer was the only one.
From what Zana told me, it's the most important, the one on the most hallowed grounds, and the one that gives the clearest answers. But there are other thin points, too. And most big cities have secret libraries, at least.
Do you really think they'll know anything about Shauna?
Maybe not Shauna specifically, but they'll probably know something that can help us. Like clarifying your go west.
Seemed pretty clear to me.
Aren't you the least bit interested?
Nope. I'm interested in finding Shauna. Okay, okay. Put the puppy dog eyes away. Don't ever say I gave you nothing.
Oh? And what are you giving me?
Something we can't afford to waste. Time.
Enough! I grow weary of this stalling and evasion. You will tell me the truth now.
Jareth, calm.
And cease telling me to calm myself. I will not be treated like a child.
Or what? Perhaps you will set off explosions here as you did in your own school.
I will cease treating you as a child when you cease behaving as one. Now, for the sake of Ainoram, sit down and let us discuss this as adults.
Donita.
Chagrendi. Now, amidst your wild accusations and threats... You told me you had discovered direct evidence of a Legion and University collaboration in Kaltarok, yes? And then it was destroyed.
Which is most unfortunate. Such evidence would have been incredibly valuable, particularly in light of recent events.
Recent events? To what do you refer?
To begin, the aftermath of your friend's trial. You should know that it was not the disaster it could have been.
The only disaster would have been Arkan's execution.
Jareth, there is always a better vantage point. You refused to seek it.
I had no choice!
Of course you did. It was merely a difficult one.
How can you... Arkan would have died!
Most likely. There was very little we could have done to overturn the judgment, though we would have tried.
Which is why... We? Who is we?
Yes. Perhaps I should begin at the beginning.
Jareth, have you ever heard of the term Desi Morine? No. It refers to the monitoring of affairs within a legal body, to those who investigate lawbreaking and misconduct by those who uphold the law. Targonone and I are part of Desi Morine for university.
What? Why did I not know of this?
Because you had not the privilege to know, Jareth. Do not take offense. Few know of us, let alone who we are. Secrecy is an absolute necessity for us to carry out our duties.
That the Legion of Orin has infiltrated university hierarchy is a poorly kept secret at best. If accusations were made openly, wildly, it would destroy the people's confidence in our system, which we cannot have.
If you know, why do you not stop it?
Open your ears to our words. We have been stopping it, Jareth. For hundreds of years, Desi Morine has been expunging the traitors in our midst. Sometimes quietly, sometimes not. But nothing can be done without evidence.
Those who evade our inquests and espionage do so with proficiency. They leave no hard evidence of their misdeeds. It seems you have recently witnessed such a purge.
What? Oh. So, the facility in Kaltarok was it?
Ah, the spark of revelation. Yes, it is possible the facility was destroyed to hide the involvement of certain individuals. That my name was used as a contact causes me to suspect as much. Our rivals joke, perhaps. I could be wrong. There is no evidence to support our theories. It may have just as likely been a Legion-ordered action.
I see. What of the Hunters of Truth? Are you discounting them?
Yes, Jareth. In this, they appear to be innocent. Though their methods have turned violent the past years, they would not simply destroy the Kaltarak facility. They would desire the evidence itself, for the same purposes as Desi Morine.
Can you be certain of that?
Of course I can. Trust me, Jareth. I know the Hunters well. I assisted in their founding.
What? You and Zana both?
You did not know? I thought Zana would have revealed this to you in time.
Zana has said very little since the incident. But how... how could I not have known that you are a Hunter?
I was a Hunter of Truth, Jareth, when I was young and foolish. I called myself Grenin and sought to implement change rather than contemplate it. Until I realized, of course, that the world cannot be changed simply by making a great deal of noise. Since I left, I have been displeased with their anarchistic turn. But Rungrot was always much more of a radical than I, clumsy as well.
This Desi Morine, this is the reason you wished me not to interfere with Archon's trial?
You are beginning to understand. I became involved in Desi Morine because of Théoden.
The path always returns to Théoden.
You ought to know, Jareth, that when Targanone and I were students, I transferred to Tarantenody in my later years. Théoden, once a rare discovery, were becoming more common. So Targo and I began investigating them, to try to learn more of what they were and why they formed. Our research was halted and confiscated by Eindel Thysun.
Thysun? Should I know this name?
You have addressed him by his honorific, Sunja Teren.
Archon's judge.
None other. But to return to the point, Elgonostro and I demanded answers we did not receive. Our righteous indignation attracted notice of a recruiter for Desi Morine.
I trust you can intuit the rest for yourself.
Indeed.
I had hopes regarding Archon's trial, Jareth. Hope that she would provide us with damning testimony. The court was sealed, yet it was not an unsalvageable situation. The Sunjai proceeded in an unconventional manner, such that my insistence to see the court's transcript could not have been denied without my launching an inquiry into the proceedings. I hoped we would find evidence against Sunja Teren, that he had finally erred. Then you mounted your rescue, justifying Archon's sentence. Shock over your actions overwhelmed any feeling of injustice roused by the trial. I thought all was lost, but...
But I was able to spot irregularities in some of the documents Targanone sent me. We were able to mount an inquest after all, yet...
Yet we had to use you, as loath as I was to do so.
Me? How?
People wish to know how a respected instructor could become so corrupted by one individual. Under the pretext of proving my innocence in the situation, I was able to redirect enough blame to have a formal inquest mounted. Box and Wolfi, Jareth. This time it is I who was left without a choice.
But I was not corrupted. You know as much.
I know you destroyed a portion of your own beloved school to save a Legion spy. You were corrupted, intentionally or not. We had to vilify your actions, Jareth, to emphasize the corruption over the simple desire to save your friend.
And Sunja Teren?
We were not able to expose his crimes, but we did force his resignation. Many others were expelled alongside him. Tarantenity is a cleaner place than it has been for years, which allowed me to come here and assist with the problems plaguing Velia Odi.
Your actions in Landi begin to make a kind of sense. Yet in no part of your explanation have you addressed the role of Théoden in all of this. Why would people kill over them? What makes this simple nuisance so important?
Can we trust him?
He deserves to know.
But can we trust him?
Yes.
So you can't actually ask your question here?
Precisely. The wisdom of Ainorim echo through these walls, guiding those who can hear. The asking and cataloging of the one questions is the province of our brothers and sisters Nilaundi. Ours is a different duty.
Interpreting the answers?
And the questions as well. One cannot exist without the other. The words of Ainorim are like the cone of a Dalsvik tree. It appears whole, yet it is filled with many seeds that may all become mighty trees. It is only with patient nurture that we can uncover their truths and grant them the opportunity to endure.
And here you supply that nurture?
Here we are all foresters, this place our nursery, and our libraries our tools. Outside these walls, the words of Ainorim can flourish and grow, bettering the lives of all. Or, forgotten, they can wither and die.
In all your botany, do you recall Ainorim ever giving a seemingly straightforward answer that has led to a fairly complicated journey?
What troubles your heart, child?
My friend, he asked his one question. See, we're trying to find someone, and Ainorim told him to go west. But we've been doing that, going west, for a long time, and nothing's happened. Any clues we find are long dead, and it's getting frustrating. What else could Ainorim have meant?
What was the precise answer?
That's it. Mike Archer, that's him, and go west.
Go west? What was his question?
How can I find Shauna Brown? That's our friend's name.
I see. This is most unusual.
That's the truth.
I do not believe I have ever heard such a concise answer, though few use their one question to such a direct purpose. I suspect there to be layers of hidden meaning within the answer, though I could not venture to guess what they are. However, I fear I must add, Velia is not due west of Laundi.
I know. We followed the great westerly road for months. Eventually we wound up in Kaltarok, and there is nothing to the west of Kaltarok except those mountains. I just wish we could have consulted a good map of university before we left, but we were in kind of a hurry. You wouldn't happen to have maps here.
Of course. One of the finest collections in the world. You turned from your course in Kaltarok?
Yeah, due west the mountains are apparently impenetrable. So I guess we came here to see if we could figure anything else out. Maybe pick up another road to...
We must go to the map room. You may have been misinformed as to what truly lies west of Kaltarok. If so, your friend may indeed be in grave danger.
Blackdoor! Healer? Healer Namusa? Ainorim. Healer Namusa? Your services are needed! Healer? We need you! Senjin, not now, Senjin, no.
That place has been abandoned for some time.
You startled me.
I apologize.
What do you mean, this place is abandoned?
I mean what I say. You may assault the door as much as you like, but there is no one to hear. None save neighbors like myself.
But I was told that...
Then you were misinformed.
No, this cannot be.
If you seek a healer, there are others further down the Street of Mercy. All would be preferable to that old scoundrel Namusa.
You do not understand. Zana is old, and her health... There is little time. It must be Healer Namusa. I must speak to Namusa.
People worry far too much over their well-being. Well, what would you say to such a one as Namusa?
I would say attention to health is life's greatest hindrance.
And you should have said as much earlier. Come with me. As you say, we have little time.
Thank you.
Well?
What we found, Jareth, is that the extent of corruption corresponds directly to the more frequent appearance of Theoden. Their growth has been parallel and substantial.
How can Theoden be a medium for corruption?
Money, Jareth. There are a great many who fear they could lose much if people came to a greater understanding of what causes Theoden.
Causes? Theoden are a natural occurrence.
That is what all are told. But think, something changed 25 years ago. Something that has caused the number of these natural occurrences to rise. Something that generates great bags of coin for many people.
25 years ago, the first hearths and active items were put into production. No, it could not be.
It could, and likely is.
But active items operate on the principles of ritual magic. They should be safe.
And in theory they are, to the user. Remember your basics, Jareth. Why is ritual magic safer than natural magic?
Because in savage magic, the mind can be...
No, that is why the results are dangerous. Think of the process, Jareth.
Creating a matrix internally can have negative consequences on the body, leading in extreme cases to severe harm, even death.
And with ritual magic, we create that matrix outside of our body, thus lowering the risk to ourselves. But what makes you think there could not be other consequences?
In an often ignored letter to Tarantin, Velia broached this same issue. In fact, the letter was written shortly before Velia coined the term Teod to describe the strange concretions of negative OD she began finding near her school.
But this is unconscionable. If the Seven knew that these were occurring, why did they proceed as they did? We should...
What? Stop altogether? Go back to savage magic?
That was also my inclination when I was young, that the old way was more pure, even safer. And do you know what I learned, Jareth? I learned that our way is better. Risks aside, ritual magic takes the power out of the hands of the gifted and gives it to those who earn it. Who would you rather see governing your world, Jareth? Scholar mages who understand the value of knowledge, responsibility, and dedication? Or children who possess great power only by accident of birth?
So these are our choices, then. To poison our world with ritual magic, or to let the attuned ravage it outright?
Or the third, as my old friends the hunters would prefer, to begin anew by whatever means necessary. These are not easy choices.
These are not choices at all!
Perhaps not, but often we must side with the least of all dooms. And see, gradually and over time, if we cannot improve our fate in some small way.
You are your own man, Jareth, and this decision is yours to make. Ultimately, it is you alone who will bear its burden.
Hey, Mike. I'm all set.
Cool. Let's roll out. We can hit up the farmer's market again, see if anything's changed.
You know, you didn't have to wait outside.
Yeah, I don't know. Organized religion's not really my thing.
Well, it's not really a religion. It's more than that. My parents always pushed Catholicism on me, and it never seemed to fit. Like a hand-me-down coat. You know you have to wear it, but it's never quite your size or style. Anyway, the Seekers feel like a fit. They're about learning. It's like a religion of knowledge.
Hand-me-down? You expect me to believe with all your family money you ever had a hand-me-down anything?
It's just an analogy.
Right. You find out anything?
Yeah. I had a lot of questions, and they were very helpful. I know Zana doesn't like to talk about them much for some reason, but I think I just learned more.
About Shauna?
Oh, yeah. Not exactly.
Not exactly?
Nothing useful, per se.
Catherine, what is it?
Well, I asked them what was to the west of Kaltarok, and they told me about the Hermetic Mountains.
The impassable ones?
Yeah. So I asked them what was in the mountains, and apparently there's a hidden city called Sansa.
Sansa?
Uh-huh. Well, it's thought to be Orin's city, where both the Legion and the Brotherhood are centered.
Huh. So, I was right.
Well, nothing says that's where Shauna is, and the mountains are supposed to be impassable. But yeah, you were probably right.
That's really incredible! I can't believe those selfish, lying sons of... Well, at least we know where we're headed now, right? Come on, let's go back to the inn.
Grungrot, you fool! What have you brought into our midst?
Coden, is it truly you?
It is.
I'm surprised you would dare come back to us after what you left.
I have business here.
Indeed, your disciple has proven himself a worthy contributor to our cause. Have you deigned to grace us with your return?
Not.
The hand of Doro? How is this a reality?
Weeks ago, a contact within the Legion informed us that the Khan's location was discovered. When word came of the caravan's arrival within the city, the path became clear.
But that was merely a story, was it not?
You should have left them to their doom.
That would be tantamount to leaving us to our doom. The Legion wanted to use this weapon against us. Now we can use it against them.
Do you comprehend what you hold? That is no weapon.
That is where you are wrong, Coden. I understand the hand far better than you ever did.
Then you have... If I am to comprehend what you imply, then you are past understanding as well.
I do not like this.
Absconding with a mythical weapon was not our plan.
Oh, our plans are not so different. But whereas yours pivots on some slip of a girl that only you vouch for, mine uses the power of the greatest warrior who has ever lived. Which plan do you think more likely to succeed?
Father, these are our guests, our friends.
Friends? Ha! Your heart has obscured your ability to see this usurper for what he truly is.
Usurper?
I should have forbidden your bond long ago. And Coden, friend? Anything but.
Not. This is unlike you. You cannot mean these words.
It is so clear to me now. None of you have the canaille to do what must be done. Not even you, Dita. Talk and talk and talk and play at being a warrior of freedom. But when the moment of truth is at hand, you truly are your mother's daughter.
What? I...
Rungrot, I do not know what has overcome you, but this behavior is unacceptable.
And you! Nothing but her tool. I should have turned you away the moment I saw you.
Enough, Rungrot. It is evident that your argument is not with them, but with me.
There is no argument here. Merely, those who do not have the will to do what must be done, and me!
Not Senshen.
Dita Vesmer, you must remove the others from this place.
Shishua?
There is more here than you can know. And more danger than you can imagine.
And now you conspire in quiet? You are a betrayer and a coward, Coden.
Do not question me, Vesmer.
Yes, Shishua. Come, Dita.
But...
Our founders command us to depart. Their will is, as always, ours. Come, Plough Maluna.
Well, Coden, what do you...
Shh.
We are alone, Rungrot.
It is a shame none shall see me extinguished.
Dita was correct. This is unlike you. She is an intelligent girl and knows something is wrong, as do I.
You know nothing of her. Nothing!
I know that she was not raised by the man I see before me now. Always you have been a bully and a fool, Rungrot. Yet there was at least compassion and empathy. None of that now lives in you.
And what of it?
This is not the path, old friend. The hunters were never to be a harbinger of violence, of more suffering in this world. We sought to be the best of all worlds. An unfamiliar path leading to truths both new and forgotten. Even while we counseled action, we sought wisdom to guide us. The path of Doro is the path of violence alone. You are better than this.
Coden, Zana, you... Your words are just pretty things, Coden. Pretty and quite familiar. Your higher path is a lie that even you do not believe. You cannot build a world anew with big pies. A new world will never be realized through hope and good intentions. A new world cannot be forged through scheming and patience. A new world can only be built from the ashes of the old once it has been cleansed with fire!
The Hand of Dora will never bring the victory you seek. Only pain, loss, and death.
Yes, my enemies will know all these things. They will feel the pain they have caused the people. The loss they burdened on others will become their own. They shall know the death they have dealt so callously, the death they dealt to my sister. Dora's power will be the tool of their downfall.
That thing is not a weapon.
It is a weapon of righteousness.
It is the still living hand of an ancient madman. You know not with what you meddle.
I know precisely what I do.
For the sake of all you love, Rungolt, cast it aside.
Cast aside my own hand? I'm afraid not, Zana.
No.
Power is not so simply discarded, Zana. Agreements not so simply ignored.
I never agreed to a thing.
And when awoken, some things cannot so easily return to rest. The price shall be paid.
No.
Protest as you wish. A levy in blood and ash shall be drawn from this land.
If there is any good left in you, Rungolt, cast the hand aside.
Ha! There is naught of Rungolt here. His life is forfeit.
Then give it to me.
What?
Give the Hand of Doro to me. I will pay what I owe. We shall have peace. Though not as you would seek it.
What? You...
Rest, old friend. I will run no more.
No!
Man, oh man, am I beat.
I know, right? What I really wish is that I'd packed another pair of sneakers.
Hey, count your feet as necessary casualties. We're on the right track. Catherine, we're gonna find her.
It seems unreal. We've been hitting brick walls for so long.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so we've been hitting brick walls.
Har har. Hey, where is everybody? I want to tell them how wrong they were and how right I was. Impenetrable mountain range my ass. I want to see the looks on their faces when I tell them Shauna was in the Hermetic Mountains all along.
I'm sure that's exactly what they'll want to hear after a long day of... whatever.
Tough noogies.
I'm not sure rubbing it in their faces is the best idea, Mike.
Oh, and what is?
Searching for Shauna.
Pshaw, ain't nothing to it, dog.
No, really, Mike. You never gave up. I'm really proud of you and your determination. I mean, look where it's gotten you. You stuck with it, and now we're going to find her.
Mike Archer, super investigator extraordinaire.
No, seriously, Mike. You have a plan. I've had one since Boston, and I've been feeling so lost and so alone. Not just now, in Boston, too. It was you. You managed to pick me up, me and people we barely know, to go on some haphazard quest with your will alone. What am I doing, Mike? Can you tell me? What? Because I have no idea. Other than to follow you, I'm completely at a loss. I have no drive or direction. I haven't since we lost her. What kind of person does that make me? I'm a quitter, Mike. A quitter who can't even compose herself long enough to...
Hey now, Catherine. Shh. It's okay. Everything's gonna be okay. You're not a quitter. You're still here, aren't you? And hey, who wouldn't follow my animal magnetism any...
Mike.
Hey, whoa. Catherine.
Yeah?
You know this is like... the worst idea ever, right?
Just shut the door, Mike.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 24, Revolution, Part 2, was written by John Tanzer with Missy Serby and edited by Brandon Kroos. It was directed by Mike Hunter with production assistance from Shelley McCaskill and Christina Milanovic, and was produced by Neil Marsh. The voice actors in order of audience are Mike Hunter as Mike, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Ari Herbstman as Fesmer, Christina Milanovic as Dita and Zana, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Matt Ringel as Rungra, Brad Smith as Jareth, Paul Harrington Davis as Targanane, and Sammy Genstein as Alganostro. Additional voices were provided by Natasha Collette and the cast and crew of Second Shift. Audio editing by Edward Hoke, sound design, and Brad Smith. Original music is composed by Tiven Weinstock. The technical producer for Second Shift is Brad Smith, and the administrative producer is Becky Harrington Davis. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information and to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media.
Have another one on me.
Mazen Do.
That is the least enthusiastic I've ever heard in a bar to get like a free drink.
Booze! Yeah.